This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Causeway closed both direction. It is blackened. The skies have blackened. Looks like nighttime almost here in the CBD. Quickly to Mike Buchanan with the National Weather Service. How you doing, Mike? Busy, huh?
We're very busy.
Tell me what's happening in the city and the suburbs and the surrounding area and so forth. What are we looking at, time frame, et cetera?
Well, we have a squall line of thunderstorms, strong to severe thunderstorms moving through the area right now. Right now, the main concern is strong winds. We're looking at winds up to 60 miles an hour. Some brief heavy rain. We could get a quick inch or two. Thankfully, this line is moving pretty fast, so the flash flooding threat is minimal right now. And there could be some small hail, but again, the main threat is going to be the strong winds, and it's going to be quickly moving through the New Orleans area this morning.
Give me the time frame on that, Mike, if you would, please.
So we should be, the back edge of this rain should be probably by 9:30 or so, certainly by 10 a.m., and we're looking at this will be moving offshore. So we're really looking at a nice day overall, just as we got to get through the next hour with these storms.
So to be clear, the time frame we're looking at from right now until about 9:30, that's when the brunt of it's going to come through. Maybe an inch or two of rain, so the flash flood threat minimal, if I'm quoting you correctly. I'm trying to read my own handwriting here from the notes, Mike, because it's moving quickly, but the big concern, winds up to 60 miles an hour. Is that right?
That's correct. So right now, you know, there is actually for Western Orleans Parish and North Central Jefferson Parish, there actually is a flash flood warning, again, for 1 to 3 inches of rain. But overall, the flooding threat's going to be small because of the system is moving pretty fast. So the main threat is from the severe thunderstorm winds of 60 miles an hour. And that's correct with the timing, basically for the next hour, hour and a half.
Where are the winds coming from? I'm just curious. What's causing that?
So this was in association with a weak cold front that was to our northwest. And so there's an upper level disturbance. And we had this warm, moist air mass, as everyone can attest to this past weekend. And so it really organized this into a linear system when we have a cold front like that. So that's really the main reasoning behind these storms this morning. Actually, it's been well forecast for at least a couple of days now that we would get storms in the morning.
This is not a meteorological term, but I felt summer hovering overhead over the weekend, Mike.
Yes, one of the warmer days, especially yesterday. Actually, overall this week is going to be a fairly warm week. We could be looking at highs well into the 80s, maybe even touching 90 degrees by middle to latter part of the week. So it'll be pretty warm here this coming week.
Turn the dial back on that, please. Not yet. Thank you, Mike Buchanan, National Weather Service. I know you're busy. Causeway closed both directions. A flash flood warning, western New Orleans and central Jefferson Parish. Small hail possible. Major concern, wind 60 miles an hour because the system's moving so quickly. Inch or two of rain. And between now and 9:30, 10 o'clock, after that, we should be clear. More when we return, 8:30, time for WWL First News. 8:46, 14 till 9. You always have a plan until the weather punches you in the mouth, right? Joe Valiente, director of, let me get it right here, director of emergency preparedness. Tell me what you are, Joe. I don't have it in front of me.
Emergency management.
Director of emergency management for Jefferson Parish. That's what, I know who you are and I know what you do. I just didn't have the title in front of me. Tell me what's going
on. Okay, Tommy.
How you doing? All right.
No, we're doing well. We're doing well. You know, we had to cancel an exercise that we had this morning because of the weather and the way it's shaping up. And you know, just you know, other than that, we're here, sitting here, standing by, and from a drainage standpoint of view, and we're definitely ready for this line of thunderstorms coming through.
Joe, I cancel exercise every chance I get, so don't worry about it. Tell me, what was the exercise? Seriously.
No, the exercise was for post-storm damage assessment. Mm-hmm. FEMA has changed the rules for that, and the data that's necessary to open up all these different services under individual assistance, might be rental assistance. I'm sure you've heard of the fact that right after a storm, FEMA will give everyone that's affected $750. Well, Tommy, there are actually about seven more programs that can get activated based on the amount, based on the severity of the impact to the area. So we try to collect as much data as possible, as quickly as possible, and that way we can get that information to FEMA and we can get those programs open to the individuals that have been affected by the storm.
Let's talk about, and that, just so everybody understands, if you're tuning in late, we're talking about an exercise that was canceled because of the weather, not anything as a result of the weather. What are you seeing in Correct. Jefferson Parish, East, West Bank, North, South, et cetera, Joe?
What's that?
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, so we're in excellent shape. This morning, the drainage department pulled down the level of the water in the canals, so they're ready to, all of the stations are manned. And they're ready to start pumping as soon as the rain starts. So we're definitely ready there. Over the weekend, they were doubling up on the catch basin calls to make sure that those catch basins were open. And we've secured all of our construction sites throughout the entire parish and hardened them so that because we're expecting gusts of winds up to 60 miles an hour. So all those various construction sites were picked up, hard, and everything was tied down. So we definitely feel like that we're in good shape.
You heard anything from Entergy? Do you know anything of power outages?
We have not at this point. We have not. So we have a very good relationship with Entergy. And so as soon as the weather really hits us, then we'll start looking at the outage map, and then we'll start moving from there. But really, in a storm like this, Tommy, where the line's going to be out of here in 3 or 4 hours, we typically don't open up a shelter for just, you know, those type of power outages. unless it's going to be extended time.
So I guess the message is what, Joe? Just if you don't have to go, don't, and be aware if you do?
There's absolutely. I would strongly advise that anyone that does not have to be on the street, I would say between 9 a.m. and noon, I would definitely stay off the streets. There's going to be a lot of flash flooding. There's going to be high winds. And there's a tremendous amount of lightning associated with this front. So, you just don't want to be out in conditions like that. We could have some flash flooding that's going to occur in the areas that are low-lying and typically flood. So, you know, it's just not a good idea. And look, Tommy, we're only talking about 3 hours.
Right. If that, Joe, because I was going to ask you that. Colin Arnold gave me the same time frame, and I don't know if the weather people are telling you something different, but they told me, Mike Buchanan, I think it was, with the National Weather Service, that this should be gone in an hour. But you're hearing more than that?
Well, no. The main line, the severest part of this system will be through, I would say, an hour to an hour and a half. But then there's going to be lingering rain that's going to continue for another two hours or so.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
And the canals, you know, worried about threatening canals with canals rather overtopping. You know, I know Cynthia Lee Sheng, parish president, concerned about people driving the canals, and rightfully so, where you can't see the street or the canal. Given the way the canals have been pumped down and the rain, it's forecast concern or not?
No, it's not a concern for this particular event, Tommy. But, you know, look what happened Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were expecting severe weather, and it just didn't develop. So, you know, weather follows a nonlinear pattern, which means it can change, it can pivot on a dime. So we're not anticipating it. It doesn't appear that it's going to be an issue. But if it stalls and it starts training over us, yeah, I mean, we could get flooding. But that's not expected with this system.
I'm glad you said that, Joe. And that's, you know, I think, and I was talking to her Friday night, I still think President Cynthia Lee Sheng did the right thing with Mardi Gras and Jefferson Parish with the weather that was forecast. You never can tell. You got to err on the best side that you can. As far as Saturday's forecast, they were a little bit off. But again, you never know. So you got to, as the cliche goes, prepare for the worst and hope for the best, which is what you're doing. Any final thoughts, Joe?
No. Just look, just stay weather aware, listen to your local radio and television stations so that you're up to date and you know exactly what the system's doing, and stay off the street till about noon.
I didn't think we had to mention TV, but I understand where you're going, Jeff. Joe, thank you.
But I did mention radio.
I know you did first. That's the main thing. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, Tom.
You have a good day. All right, Joe Valiente, Director of Emergency Management for Jefferson Parish. I mentioned Cynthia Lee Sheng earlier. Newell Norman's roast was Friday night, and I'm going to try to save a little bit of time to carve out and talk to him about this at around 9:45, something like that. But it was an outstanding evening for Delgado and our boss, Diane Newman, and J.P. Morrell. Michael Hecht did a great job as the MC. Joe LaPinto was the opening act for Cynthia Lee Sheng, who just brought the house down. And if you don't think Joe LaPinto or Cynthia Lee Sheng are funny, then I suggest you find video of this roast and you'll see what I'm talking about. Newell was extremely gracious and funny with his response. And all in all, it was a great night for Delgado, which has done as much to build the middle class in New Orleans as has UNO. So if you can support them, go ahead and do that, please. 8:53, 7 till 10, 9, busy morning traffic now, WWL.